This audio presentation is the teaching of Chaplain Frank Castagnetti of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Expanding Our Territory, was delivered on May 24th, 2020. Here now is Chaplain Frank.
All right, thank you very much. Sounding really, really nice this morning. We appreciate the worship to usher in our Holy Spirit. Again, thank you for Walt, James, and Rich for leading us today. Great job, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Some of the comments coming in, of course, we just praise you, Lord. We thank you for this time. Some folks are commenting, oh, the sound came in and out, but I think we've been working on it. So thank you for that. Before we go further, we're going to do our tithes and offerings. As you're aware, it's a different time now. So what we've been able to do is we have the Givelia, which you can go online and provide, which is our online giving here at New Hope East Hawaii. You can mail payments in the old-fashioned way over to our regular mail. And then mobile, you can do that as well. So if you screenshot this, you can have that so that whatever works for you at your convenience, if you can keep one of these ways there, whatever works for you for your tithes and offerings. If you're visiting, we welcome you. Consider this as a free gift from us to you. Take your tithes and offering back to your storehouse, back to your church. So you don't need to make an offering for us at this time. But if you're a member of our church, you're a faithful giver, you're looking to strengthen yourself with the Lord through the tithe, then please take advantage of one of these three options. So we'll pray over the tithes and offerings at this time. Father, we thank you for this time, Lord. We thank you for the finances that you bless us with. We ask that as we follow your instructions and give back that portion, that 10%, Lord God, or whatever you've placed on our heart, Lord, that you bless those. And we know that you don't need the money, Lord God, but it's a part of our love for you and our part of showing that we trust you and that we want to give back in the sense to allow our church to reach out and reach others, Lord, and just multiply this money. We know that you're faithful in this. When we give, Lord, you just open up your storehouses. Bless those who are giving. Bless those that are struggling but are in those times, Lord. But as long as they are contrite of heart, you know the spirit in their heart and mind, Lord God. Just continue to bless them. We thank you for this tithe and offering opportunity, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you very much, folks. All righty. Our message today, I've titled Expanding Our Territory. You know, as we've been dealing with this COVID pandemic across the world, we have all had to make some serious adjustments to our daily routines and to our lives. It's likely we won't ever really return to how life was before, but in some sense, that's okay, because this world is always changing, and we need to be able to adapt, improvise, and overcome. Great line out of a movie with Clint Eastwood, but it's true. That's where we're at. I acknowledge that there's been a lot of pain and suffering and struggle, and it hurts us. It hurts me to see that happening out there. And we know that our best place to go is to our knees and pray on these things. But these challenges will probably remain for quite a while, even as we start to get back to work. The businesses start to open up. We get to return to some of the activities that we used to enjoy. As we start to address the financial situations that we have, something from mild to just, you know, really horrific and overwhelming, we get to make decisions on how we're going to go about some of those simple and mundane actions each day, right? I mean, here in the office, we're social distancing. Some are wearing masks. Some are keeping their space. I mean, this is going to be part of what we're going to need to be addressing in the future here. You know, our news reporting has run a gamut of coverage from doom and gloom to unique opportunities to respond to these changes. Some of us have responded with a genuine fear based in, you know, they became sick or they know someone who's dealt with this illness. Some have become unreasonable and overbearing, and they far exceeded a metered and reasonable response to this pandemic. Some people have gone the other way. They've been way too casual, way too relaxed, and seem almost unfazed. But regardless how the individuals that we know are at this point in time, I want to propose we think through our options and make decisions based on God's truth and his suggestions and his recommendations. For me, this is actually an exciting and energizing opportunity and time. And I want us to capitalize on what is really a literal reboot of our economy, of our work, of our relationships, every aspect in our lives as we create and develop this new normal, of which I don't like that phrase because life's always changing, but as we move on. So our first one, what we want to do here is be bold and aggressive in our prayers. Bold and aggressive. Now Jabez called on the God of Israel saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me." And God granted him what he requested. This is in 1 Chronicles 4:10. The author of 1 and 2 Chronicles was likely a priest named Ezra, who was called the chronicler. And the beginning of 1 Chronicles speaks to the genealogy and the 12 sons of Jacob, which is Israel. And in chapter 4, the family of Judah. Jabez is briefly mentioned in the Bible. Ezra makes a statement that Jabez was more honorable and well-respected than his brothers. In this time and place and culture, this is a short statement about Jabez being powerful in the overall story of the kings of Judah and their lineage. Many cultures have given their newborn children names for various reasons, usually out of a vision or an experience or other notable circumstances relative to that newborn child. So in Hawaii, a daughter may carry the name of Pualani, or Heavenly Flower, or Flower of Heaven. Or her brother might be named Kekoa, the warrior. Here, Jabez's name means distress or pain in the Hebrew language. It's Yabetz. His name meant distress or pain. Can you imagine carrying a name that means, I'm distress and pain. Could you imagine introducing yourself at a conference? I'm known as distress and pain. This is not foreboding well for Jabez. His mother gave him this name after a very difficult and painful pregnancy and delivery. So mom loves you, but she names you distress and pain. I don't know where she was going. It must have been rough. But it would seem that Jabez might have been doomed to a life known for and surrounded by pain, distress, suffering, and challenges. Sounds like COVID, okay? However, he's a descendant of kings, and he was not going to be known for or influenced by his name. His prayer in verse 10 is bold and aggressive. He asked God for his blessing, for God's blessing, and to expand his borders. As he was not ruling over a kingdom, his border would have likely been his personal property, his land that his family owned, his relationships, his influence, and contacts with others. I have no doubt that many of us would turn down land. So be bold in praying for that. If this is something that you think God can use to glorify his kingdom, if you need property, you need land, pray for it aggressively and boldly. If it shows up, I'm sure we're not going to say no to it. I want us to be bold and aggressive in praying for growth and growing your influence, your borders with your neighbors, in our community, in our schools, in our work. If we reflect on the command to go forth and make disciples of all nations, isn't that growth also in expanding our borders? Regardless of our current situation, are we not asked to step out in faith and reach the lost? We can't do this if our borders are small. What I find interesting in Jabez's story is that his name would have him set on a very different path compared to his prayer for blessing and larger borders. He was not about to be a pain or create distress in others. Quite the opposite. He wanted God's blessing and God's ability to reach others and grow and be expanded. This is something that's opposite of the guidelines and advice we're hearing Now, I'm not saying that we don't follow these guidelines, but just think this through for a moment with me. Stay home. Be safe. Don't be around others. Minimize exposure only to the most essential contact with other folks. Go out only for necessities of food or exercise or work, if you've been deemed essential, quote unquote. Imagine, though, that there's a neighbor who's unable to get the surgery they need to fix, say, a torn ligament in their leg or shoulder. They can't drive. They can't shop. Even if they did, they can't pick up the gallon of milk in their grocery bag. I need you to go out and expand your borders and help them. I need you to go out and seek out a coworker who's struggling in an area that you're gifted in, that you're strong at. They can't get their computer up so that they can join us online, and they're losing their minds over there because they're still on dial-up. We know how to help them. Expand your border. I need you, I challenge you to go out there and bless them in Jesus' name. If we're good at these things, expand your border. Use your gifts. Gifts are not meant to hold. Gifts we give away. Give away your gifts. Cabin fever is getting to everybody. Start small. Start a walking group in your family or an exercise group that still meets your level of comfort for prevention of illness. You can still social distance and be out on the road and walking. You can still do that in your living room, spread out. The experts also said, they found out, right? Sunlight and exercise combat COVID symptoms. We're in Hawaii. Get out there and move. Expose bad thing to sunlight. It's the best disinfectant. So as the restrictions ease, what are you willing to do for the Lord? If you trust him, we should all be secure in his arms at this time. He didn't suspend his commands in times like this. I believe these situations are ripe for revival, for salvation, for meeting the needs of others. Who's going to be bold? Who's going to be aggressive in your prayers at this time? Not just for stability and security, but return to some sense of normalcy. I'm asking if we're faithful and trusting enough to ask for a blessing that pushes us to responsibly serve others in God's name. At a time when our efforts and our energy and our focus for our immediate personhood and family, because you got to take care of yourself before you can give out. 1 second, folks. How's this? Okay, all right. I don't know, I guess our volume was going off here. So are you going to be bold in your prayers? Are you going to be aggressive in your prayers? So again, at a time when our primary efforts and energy are focused on our own personhood and family, which it should be. If you can't take care of yourself, you're going to be no good for anyone else. But I'm asking, if those things are somewhat stable, I can't help but wonder what God is prepared to do if we simply ask him for a blessing on expanding our border. Number two, we fight, but we're at peace. Psalm 29:11, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. So if he's going to give us strength to fight, he's going to calm our spirit and calm our mind so that we have peace as we step out. So if you make a bold and aggressive prayer to have the Lord bless your desires and expand your borders, that is excellent. And of course, since all things we set out to do fall in place without much effort or resistance, we're good to go, right? No, I wish it was like that. It's not like that. It's going to be a battle. This is a fallen world. It's going to fight us tooth and nail. And that's just the circumstance we're under. It's not about us. We're forgiven. Our original sin is gone. This is a fallen place. It's going to be a battle most of the time. And it's not that what we're doing is necessarily difficult. It's just that it's a fallen Lord. So what can we do? Let's take a look at how one man took this to heart. Now, part of this, I'm going to have to ad-lib a little bit because one of the things I wanted, we couldn't get. But let's take a look back at a 1980s boxer, great philosopher known as the Stallion, who was about to have a rematch with the champ, Apollo Creed. Like some of us, he was late for his own battle, but his heart was in the perfect place on the way to the fight at the arena. he stops by the church to ask for a blessing of Father Carmine. So here's what I need you to do. Don't do it now because you lose the feed. Go to YouTube. Just type in Rocky Father Carmine. It's a minute long. But essentially, Rocky, who's a Roman Catholic, stops. He's late for his own fight. Stops and asks Father Carmine in his best Philadelphia, "Yo, Father Carmine!" And he's screaming up to the rectory, "Father Carmine! Yo, Father Carmine, it's me, Rocky!" Carmine throws it open, starts barking at him in Italian, scolding him. "You're late for the fight." He goes, yeah, I know I'm late for the fight. "Listen, I got a new wife. I got a baby. My family needs help. I got a huge career. You think you could throw down a blessing for me? Can you throw down a blessing for me?" So Father Carmine goes into his arm and, you know, does, and Rocky, he squares himself up. He drops his head. I think he pulls his hat off. When he's powered, he kisses his cross, tucks it in. "Thanks, Father Carmine. I got to go. I'm late for my fight." And he gets in his car. Now, he's at peace, but he does a wicked burnout. You got to watch the whole thing. He does a burnout as he's backing up. He does a burnout as he's leaving. He's late for his own battle. Please watch it. It's not about Rocky. Rocky went to that fight and he lost, but he's back. He trained harder. He trained smarter. He trained wiser. But he knew he wasn't about to step into that ring without the Lord at his side. He wasn't about to. Don't fight without the Lord, not only at your side. He fights the battles for us. Yeah? This is good stuff. So again, yes, Father Carmine was speaking. Rocky was preparing to take this beating. And he wasn't looking not that at what he was about to face, but what his family will face if he's badly hurt and unable to provide for them. Bless my child, bless my wife, bless my family. I hope we're being bold and aggressive in praying for the same thing. So I wonder how many of us have had a similar heart a few months ago as COVID started to rock our world and our nation and our work and our school and families. Were we overly selfish and worried about only ourselves? Did we seek out God's blessing and then just went about our day in peace? If our strength truly comes from the Lord, and in our weakness he is strong, he's our bodyguard. We should fully be at peace without much anxiety or concern. Last point, number three. This isn't in the Bible. We never rise to the level of our expectations. We will always fall to the level of our training. You will never rise to what you expect, folks. You will always fall to what your training is. If you play music and you expect to come out and perform well, you will fall to the level of that training. If you've been practicing, if you've been singing at home, in the shower, doing your work, putting in the sweat equity before you come, then you'll meet that expectation because your training has been high. If we are in our Bibles and we are reading the Word and we're walking our walk, our training is strengthened, we will rise to those expectations. So, let's see if I can say this. Archilochus, he's a Greek poet who some think was at one time a soldier, but they're not too sure, but he's credited with this quote. So interestingly, he believed one did not succeed based on a superpower or gift from God. It was just due to your personal abilities through dedication and training. I think he's got half the equation correct. It's due to your personal abilities through dedication and training, which we get from the Lord. So therefore, that's where we got to place our strengths. But my point here is to remind us that our training's rooted in knowing our Lord and knowing our Savior through His Word. We train through coming closer to Him in our reading of the Bible, studying Scripture, fellowshipping with believers. This might entail deep, thorough, and diligent study. It might be less. But it always means dedicating some time and effort to our training. It's good to have expectations. However, you will be very disappointed if that's all you have. You need to train for what those expectations require. You have to train, or you will fall to that level. So in closing, we need to be bold and aggressive in our prayers. We step out in faith to reach the lost, expanding our borders. We have peace that God is in control. And then we get about our training. There will likely never be another unique opportunity like this, but who knows? So let's take advantage, let's train, and meet our expectations. That's all I have. We just thank you for this time. Thank you. In closing here, a couple of announcements. First, we got our announcements that I think the mayor has gotten permission that some expansions can open up. I think, you know, barbershops and, you know, cosmetologies and beauty salons can open up, and same with churches. So that's exciting. Don't come running over. I don't have any more, like, this is what's happening, but here's where we're at. We've got to get prepared so that when we open, we're following the guidelines, which are still being published. We need to get our stuff together. So we're still in a preparation phase, starting basically last night. There's some things that we're going to be trying to do. Test runs, getting things set so that we still can put forth a quality online experience for you. Be patient. We don't know when we're opening, so I don't have a date on the calendar. Of course, we're aiming for as soon as possible, but there's a lot of moving parts that we have to get in place. We're going to be doing, you know, again, some social distancing, some other testing and things like that, and we also have to make sure all of our electronics are good to go. But the exciting news is we're going to be opening up. I feel confident that sometime in June we'll probably have some sort of ability to have folks come back over to our spot at Christian Liberty. So pray for us for that we make wise decisions, good decisions as we expand our border, that we're aggressive and bold in that. But our training, it starts now so that we can meet the expectations everyone has. So we just praise and thank you at this time. I'm going to close in prayer. If you don't know the Lord, I want you to just follow along with me. Father, I thank you for Jesus. Come live in me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Lord, I'm sorry for my choices. I lift them up to you and I give them over to you because you cleanse me. Come live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, I want to welcome you into our family. I want you to let us know. Again, not necessarily on the live feed, but you can. Just said the prayer. We want to get a hold of you, contact you, and help you with your growth and your walk. If you rededicated your life at this time, awesome. Prodigal son or daughter, welcome back. We need to just continue to train. We have a pamphlet, the Yes pamphlet, we would like to get to you, as well as some other things that are available to help you in your walk. So please let us know somehow online. A lot of us are available. You have our cell numbers or whatever. Let us know, or if you do it here, we will get a hold of you. The last thing is just closing in prayer. So Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this message, Lord. And it runs a little counter to what's going on out there, to be bold and aggressive, but we want to meter that, Lord God, with your grace and compassion. We want to be compliant, but we also want to be smart about what our choices are. We thank you for this time. Bless all of our family out there, Lord, that are struggling. Bless all the family that is secure, and have them step out in faith. We thank you for this time, Lord God. We appreciate all that you have done for us, all that you do for us, all that you hold and protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Chaplain Frank Castagnetti of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii typically meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kau, Hawaii. During the quarantine, we are meeting online with Facebook Live. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.